Happy Thursday, family. Welcome to your Global Rush Hour. I've got Birdie Vince, I've got Greg Blewett, I've got Emma G, and I've got the whole family listening for the next 2 hours. Hello to you, Gregory Blewett.
Hello, Jazz.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Burn Burn.
G'day, Jazz. Did you realise Blue when he said hello, Burn, he pointed to you?
Yeah. And that's hello, so Emma
anyway,
G.
Hi, Jazz.
Hello, everybody. How was your day today? Thursday.
I'm tired, actually. Very tired. You've got to get me up.
Tired?
Yeah, tired.
You can't be tired doing this magnificent show.
No, well, I dropped the kids off and then I got a massage.
To the pool.
And then
you had a massage.
Catherine had me on the production line.
A massage.
For Nectar Australia. I was packing soaps into boxes and loading them. And
Well, you must be worn out.
I am. Picking up.
We took Liv's dummy out. Away last night for the first night.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Nah, she wouldn't have been happy.
She was
with
up
that.
At five, up a couple of times, because that's her like soother. That puts her back to sleep.
Yeah.
So you just got to tough through the first
few
days.
How old would have been?
18 months.
18.
So she only has a dummy when she's sleeping. So that's her like, it's almost like you put the dummy in her eyes start rolling.
She would have been scouring that bed. Where is it? It's under the sheets.
At one stage, she had three of them in there. We just drop them everywhere. bang straight back in.
Yeah, good stuff.
But early start for me, Jazz. But continue with the kitchen.
You're becoming the renovator.
I pinged something into my eye today. I don't know what it is.
Do you wear goggles?
No.
Safety? Any safety boots?
No.
Gloves?
I should.
I've got
one glove.
Yeah, okay.
I never want to put two gloves on at the same time just in case I get thrown into bloody bluey.
Yeah,
he would have worn gloves, buddy, handling soap today.
Today, yeah. Oh. Yeah, would have had your mittens on, old mitten lips.
Might have ruined his hands.
Poor Catherine.
What have you been doing anyway? You're so busy.
I did a fair bit today.
What?
Pardon? Name one
thing. Yeah,
there's no
buying time.
Quick, go.
Doing pop art.
Now, who's contestant for Torb Over the Torrens, please, Greg?
Yeah, Amy Vanderholst. She's from Ferreton Park.
With a guaranteed 20K to give away. Triple M's Torb Over the Torrens. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's SA, the home of footy.
So how many days have we got left of this?
One, hang on.
And 5 days next week. So we've got six more days of this. How many... Because he stuffed
I've
it up
stuffed
again.
It up
you
again.
Didn't throw to the
so normally
to the opener.
We have a like we're a team family, and I always point to Emma G to press the button to play.
No, you don't always do that. But you've never done.
And then we do the opener for the Torp over the Torrens, and then
we say the name.
Okay. Yeah.
How many times do you reckon he'll get it right out of the next six? There's six to go.
It'll be unlikely.
Yeah. So zero.
Amy Vanderholst from Ferreton Park. 133353. Give us a call before six tonight. Before we go off air.
Where's
her football
club?
Her football club is the Blackfriars Old Scholars senior women's team.
All right, Amy.
A bunch of hype girls who get me there. Okay, so she's going to bring the girls.
See you soon, Emily.
So there you go.
Here, Jazz.
Now,
good luck, Emily.
Tommy Rockliffe will be in the building for his regular spot. And there's a few issues we need to chat with Thomas about.
He'll be spruiking something. He'll be trying to sell something, I reckon.
Come on, let's go.
Now, bit of footy stuff. I'm doing this. Remember, bit of footy stuff getting around. What are you pointing at?
We need to talk about something that's pressing, very pressing, and it's about Greg Blewett.
I thought we're doing footy chat
tomorrow.
Here.
We are meant to be doing.
No,
footy
I don't
chat.
Want to talk. Well, the footy stuff can wait.
Okay,
this is pressing. This is more pressing.
But we've got to chat next that we're probably going to talk about something. So
no,
we
but
can
that's
probably
about
do it there.
Do you want to do the footy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's what we
in your best interest.
You've dodged a bullet for not being here tomorrow.
Don't point at me.
Now, Jazz,
yes,
bit
Greg.
Of footy news
yes,
getting
Greg.
Around.
Yes, Burn.
It's Thursday. It's what's wrong with him?
No,
serious. And he's got
I train
a lot
hard at peak conditioning.
You've got to go and coach a footy team tonight as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
you've heard a bit of, well, a few rumours, a bit of goss getting around. First of all, I want to ask you about Clarko.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's wondering where he's going to end up, but your mail is something different.
Well, someone close to the young man saying that his management are advising Alistair Clarkson, don't take the North Melbourne or the GWS job.
Don't take it?
Don't take it.
So that means he won't coach?
Well, Adelaide? No, they're just saying sit the year out next year and wait.
Yeah.
That was my tip.
It's great advice. That is...
Don't just grab because the first one.
Well, and that's what tends to happen.
Wait for
when
the
you've
right
got a fat
one.
Ego. That's isn't it? When because when well, you coach because you've got an ego. No, no, I'm not saying Clarko's got a fat ego, but ego. That's what happens. Ego takes over.
No, I don't think
like
it's
you
ego.
Just said.
Well, I think it's more like it is. Making the decision on the best available at the time.
Yeah,
if you want to coach,
but if he's
because
got,
he'll get. Well, they're saying 1.6 isn't right, but he'll get well over a million
right.
to coach every year. Yeah. So. Are you going to sit out and let a million go? Mm. I know it's not all about money either.
Well, he got a payout of a million, so yeah. he's a million in front already.
He's got plenty of time
that's
financially.
Year.
That's
well,
what
this
I mean.
Year, sorry.
Yeah, but what I was told and is that his management group said to him, "Don't we advise you? It's your decision. Don't take the two jobs
because there might be a couple of more clubs
in
better
time."
Better clubs.
Better lists.
Available better lists.
So I thought
turn
that's great
quicker.
Advice, isn't it?
Well, it is great
now,
advice.
I'm not saying it's up to him. He may say, no, I want to take on the North Melbourne position, but I just thought I'd share that with you. Mm.
Interesting, and I think a good call. But normally management teams don't do that because they get commission yeah. of what he gets paid. If he's not getting paid.
I think they've done all right
yeah,
out of Clarko,
they probably. Hey, moving on, Josh Jenkins, he's requested an FOI. What the hell's an FOI, and what's he requesting, Jars?
Well, he wants to see the Safe Work SA report into the Crows camp. Now, you know, Joshy Jenkins, it's a government document. And they're not going to give
that
up.
He's not getting that then?
They're not going to give up a government document, are they?
So his argument is, though, that the club got it.
Yeah, so they've given it to the club.
They will not give that up.
But why won't the club give it to Josh Jenkins?
Why does he want it?
Do you want the Adelaide Crows to get sued as well? Plus, SA government are not going to give up that type of information and get sued, are they? They won't do that. It's a government document. No way.
Well, what's so secretive? Well, if he wants to see it, he can see it, surely.
Yeah, but what's he going to do with it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe he needs a bit of closure on something or see how it was all handled.
Well, obviously it'll help his compensation to get a payout.
Yeah, that's what he wants it for. Anyway. Brett Montgomery might not be at Port Adelaide, are you hearing?
Well, he's weighing up his options because he's not as tight with Kenny Hinckley as Nathan Bassett and one or two others, is he, Brett?
No.
He's a bit more distant.
I'm Bernie Megan.
But our boy David Kosh, he's firing some shots down there, isn't
he's firing a
the
lot
last
of shots
of weeks, the chairman of the
the prison
club.
Bars the Kenny situation the he's very vocal
the Sandful
team
know, so he's been aggressive the old David Kosh. So there's something going on down there at Alberton. My left nostril's just itching a little bit
flaring
but Brett Montgomery and he wants to stay in Adelaide. His kids love the area but I don't know. He's going to weigh up his options end of the year.
Maybe he's just being smart because you would think that Port Adelaide have got to make some sort of changes.
Oh, yes.
So maybe he's just sort of testing the market a little bit.
Koshy has said there'll be a full review of every position. So maybe he is testing the market. Hey, I want to ask you about Isaac Rankin.
Right.
Now,
what are you hearing?
Well,
is the deal done?
No, the deal's certainly not done. Mm. But the Gold Coast Suns are very confident still of keeping him.
Yeah.
But it's on a lot less deal. Like they're gonna have to up their deal a little bit.
Yeah.
And is Isaac Rankin just playing the game with Adelaide to get a bit more money? Because if he is playing the game, he's played it
very well.
But
I think he's coming.
Do you think he's coming? Mm. You did say he's
You're
coming.
Confident, aren't you?
I think he's coming.
Well, here's the Gold Coast senior coach Stewie Jew, who we love, on Isaac Rankin.
We've said all along that we're confident that this is the place for him to live and play footy, and that hasn't changed from our end. And we're a fair way away from end of season and decisions being made, but we're aware he's got a decision to make.
And the leadership group caught up with him, tried to change his mind this week as well.
Yep.
So they've all caught up, and not sure if that helps but you do feel loved if that does happen.
Yeah.
But I think he's certainly going to get less money to stay.
At the Gold Coast.
And, I don't know, opportunity. Who do you think's winning? That's a tough question. Who's in a better list position if you're 22?
Oh.
Gold Coast
or Adelaide?
Starting
to see the Crows, develop in the last month.
So if you're being selfish, if you're Isaac Rankin, if you're getting exactly the same money at both clubs.
And I'm looking at the list and teammates
are you
around
gonna, me. Are you thinking I'm going to be playing in a flag at the Gold Coast Suns?
I'm Gold Coast.
Or Adelaide.
No, Gold Coast.
Well, I think I'm Adelaide.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. No, that's good. It's good debate.
Just before we get into, I've just stumbled over something today in the office. Before today? We get to that, you wanted to touch on where Bluey's going tomorrow.
So tomorrow you won't be with Bern and I down at the Port District Football
Club. No apologies.
Tomorrow, 4:30. Okay. Yes. Where are you going?
I'm going to Melbourne for the weekend.
For what?
For golf.
So you're just going away.
What,
so you just have a
do
day
I
off.
Have to tell people what I'm doing?
Don't
what
did be
you
secretive,
do?
Mate.
You went to Melbourne 2 months ago. What did you do over there, G?
Party. Your... caught up with my cousin.
So what are you? Yeah.
Went out for drinks. So,
no, I'm catching
dinner.
Up. It's a reunion. It's a cricket reunion.
Okay, that's all you had to tell us.
All right, let's move on.
Didn't don't you be secretive. Say that.
No, that's
is Catherine going?
No.
I feel like you're
no
hiding something.
No females involved.
Oh no.
How many are going?
Oh, about a dozen.
Okay. What's the reunion for? Who's involved?
Just to catch up. People that have represented Australia.
Oh.
So it's a very select few.
We've represented Australia.
Very select few.
Invited. Yeah, it has to be cricket, obviously.
So, no names.
Are you taking your golf bag?
I'll give you a full report.
Poof.
Yeah. I'll give you a possibly.
Oh,
a full report on Monday when I get back.
Are
but yes, I'm taking my golf clubs.
Oh, you're
but hang on. Why can't you do this
and
when
you know
you
what else
holidays?
I'm taking? My drinking boots.
And your mittens.
They got what holes in them, those boots.
Oh, G's just piping up.
Yeah, good G, like it. Now,
what's happened?
Well, as we know, our desks are all next
very
to each
close,
other in
yeah.
a row.
Too
and
close.
Bluey comes in and still got his Redbacks bag that he leaves open.
That's different. A good point.
Anyway, the zipper was undone and I just thought, well, I was just sitting there talking to you, Jars, and I looked in.
Oh, hang on.
And Jars.
Hang on. So you're thieving.
So no, not really. No, I just sort of just looking
out of your
around.
Bag.
Didn't even touch anything to start right. with. But I've looked in.
What have you found?
Hair growth spray.
We were disturbed. You ought to be ashamed.
The hair growth spray, the caffeine spray we spoke about earlier
during
in the week. I've got my hands on it
that's
right now.
That's been planted.
You've been looking. No, it hasn't.
That's
you've been looking
planted.
For it. You've been looking for it. Because no wonder you've left the studio a few times.
You have,
Greg. Trying to touch in your pockets, trying to work out where it is.
Yeah.
So this stuff here, I'll just read it.
Yeah.
Promotes hair growth with this effective leave-in formula, which delivers powerful ingredients to the roots of your hair. Perfect for thin or slow-growing hair.
Oh, no.
Simply spray onto the scalp and say hello to thicker, longer, and stronger locks.
Now, so can I just explain? All right, this is a setup. No doubt about it.
This is not a setup.
Where am I going to get that?
And my wife has bought that for herself, and I think she has raised it with me, saying maybe I should use it.
How many times have you used it?
Multiple times.
You have?
I haven't used it yet.
Using once a day, spray directly onto wet or dry scalp and massage in for 30 seconds.
Oh,
and style hair as usual.
What are we working with?
Do you want that, Bern?
What's that mean? Gorgomane. Pair with Gorgomane 10-minute hair mask. Oh, no.
What?
With a 10-minute hair mask for maximum hair growth results.
Oh, so you've got to put a shower cap
for a bit of heat.
Oh,
okay.
No.
If the product enters the eye, wash out immediately.
It's poisonous.
Because you have hair growing out your eyeballs.
You're going to be Mrs. Doubtfire, you chunky.
Hello.
If this is... fair dinkum stuff. Come on, let's give Jars.
Hey,
take
careful.
Your head off.
But you've got to massage it in for what?
Yeah, we can do that.
Well, 30 seconds.
Okay, the beanie's coming off.
Cover my eyes.
Beanie's off.
G.
Don't get it down his back. Oh, no, it's gone down his back. It's gone down his back.
Oh. He's massaging into the head.
Oh, it's gone shining. I can see a couple of roots popping out already.
I just touched him between his eyebrows as well.
Here it comes. Look at it.
What?
Lots of texts coming through for you, Blue, about your hair growth
spray.
0488 51 047.
Yes, this is Tomato Man.
Okay,
Tomato Man here. I'm 69 and my hair grows way too fast. That's because I use my own homemade pure olive oil soap. It's the only way to go. Anything else is just crap.
Brilliant.
Why doesn't he sell it?
Brilliant.
A fortune.
Well, bottle it. Sell
well done,
it.
Tomato Man.
Put it in a cube.
Any more, Bert?
Yeah, I can see Greg. This is from Scotty from Klemzig. I can see Greg in his hairnet sipping on an apple teeny waiting for the 10 minutes to be up.
It would
I can see that with a cucumber on his eyes.
With
and
Catherine's dressing gown
sounds
on.
This is a good one. This is about Bert. This is from Luke. This is about your trip to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Bernie and Jars, Bluey's going to the Spearmint Rhino in Melbourne this weekend, guaranteed. Oh, okay. I don't know what that is. What's that?
It's one
is that
of those,
like a zoo or something with a rhino?
It's one of those lady clubs, is it?
Oh, it sounds dodgy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Can I borrow your VIP pass?
Oh. Rhino, I just thought it was in a zoo or something.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Good afternoon, Johnny from McLaren Flat. How are you, mate?
G'day, lads. How are you?
Yeah, welcome, good, young man. Welcome. Who's your AFL team, please?
I go for the Crom.
That's the boy. Mm. All the Crommies. Nice.
What do you do for a crust?
I install sprinkles.
Oh, irrigation. Nice. Well, yeah. A landscaper.
There you are.
No, just irrigation, just footy nice. Ovals and stuff like nice. That.
Oh, yeah. Greg Blewett needs a bit of irrigation above his head. Now he's using a spray there,
yeah,
Johnny.
Just a bit of aeration.
Yeah, no, I can't help with bulls.
All right, buddy, 10 questions, 60 seconds. There's a pass if you need it, and we'll come back to it. I'll take your first answer. Listen carefully, enjoy, and let's try and get you $1,000.
Okay,
that's the boy. All right, Greg, you ready?
Yeah, I am.
G, you ready?
I'm ready. Oh,
let's go.
In Australian football, how many points is a goal worth?
Six.
The Super Bowl is the final game of which sporting competition?
NFL.
Which former VFL AFL player was voted the player of the 20th century?
Pass.
Which sporting event takes place on the first Tuesday of November?
Melbourne Cup.
How many AFL Grand Finals has retiring GWS player Matt DeBoer played in?
Two.
Which country is hosting the 2022 Women's Basketball World Cup?
Pass.
Who led the Adelaide Crows goal kicking last year?
Tex.
Which AFL team plays some home games in Hobart?
North Melbourne.
Which sport is Mike Tyson known for?
Boxing.
In the Sandful, what is the home ground of the Port Adelaide Magpies?
Alberton.
Which former VFL-AFL player was voted the player of the 20th century?
Lee Matthews.
Which country is hosting the 2022 Women's Basketball World Cup?
Australia?
Oh, maybe. Boy. Right. Oh, boy, he got through them all. That was the 10th question.
Good. Yeah. Very
passed
good.
On a couple.
Nice. Got there. Great strategy too, Johnny.
The basketball one. No one cares about basketball.
Yeah, but hang on, that was our clue if you listened.
Right,
yeah, I missed it. I was driving a footy training.
All right, Johnny.
Well, we'll see.
Well, listen up. See what you got.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In Australia.
8, 9.
In Australia. Come on. In Australia. It's in Australia.
10.
Yeah.
With Australia, but it's in Australia, mate.
Oh, I'm sitting here watching my son's footy training down at McLaren Vale. How good.
Well, get out and take your shirt off and do a lap.
It's too bloody cold.
Oh, Moody Run, Johnny.
Oh, that's awesome. I've got a concert Saturday night. It's going to be a big night now.
Amazing.
I'm with you.
Congratulations, Johnny. You've scored yourself $1,000 on Triple M's. Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Awesome, man. That's all. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Well played. Great stuff. Beautiful.
Very good strategy.
Oh, love it.
Passed on a couple, came back, nailed it.
Great strategy.
Just in time, too.
Well done.
Love it.
That's why we love this segment.
Yeah.
We love it.
I love giving away money jars.
Yep.
I want to rock! He was a star at Brisbane and Port Adelaide.
Tom's aware that his form's not been at the level he needs to be in the position he played.
Now, he dominates the airwaves.
0455047. Go again. Tim Van Rijsdoven.
On Triple M, it's our boss, Matt O'Reilly's mate. Tom Rockliffe. LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scenes. Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning.
G'day, Rock. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Are you all right?
Yeah, all good. I've got to say...
Where are you going to start?
Sorry to Rhett Biglands before we start.
Well,
what's
happened?
Biglands? Rhett
it's Rhett Biglands.
Oh, is it?
Our boy Rhett.
Yeah, no, I know what it is.
Patrick Swayze.
No, I accused him and said that he was making up stories, but his rank and mail looks like it's going to come true. So
I
sprayed him on this show
for it.
Because the next day that he said it, it came out that Rankin had re-signed at the Suns, but that hasn't come through. So apology to Rhett Biglands.
Nice.
Yeah,
takes a man.
That's what a man... I'm with you.
A real man.
Yeah. To apologise
well done,
to Rhett Biglands, the Biggles. Yeah. It still hasn't been confirmed, though.
It hasn't been confirmed yet. But
say if he stays at the Gold Coast.
Well, then he's wrong.
So and then will he have to apologise to the Rock? I'll
retract my apology then.
And then he has to apologise. Right. Now, what's going on?
What about the Crows? Their charging awards are line. They've been really impressive the last couple of weeks. So we know that there was a big win against West Coast over there. And then they've got North Melbourne this week and potentially heading to a showdown and can potentially finish higher than Port Adelaide.
Is that a story? If Adelaide beat Port Adelaide, with all the pressure and all the talk around how poorly Adelaide have gone, if they finish it on top of Port Adelaide, does that change any your thoughts about Port Adelaide?
A massive story, I think, if they finish above Port Adelaide. We went into the season and everyone predicted that Port Adelaide come off two prelims. They're in the window to win a grand final. I had them in the top four. I know you had them slipping a little bit, but you didn't have them slipping.
Sixth, I think.
Yeah. Sixth. And everyone sort of had Adelaide in the bottom four. If they jump them, then all of a sudden everything's off the table and Port Adelaide, we know they've had a disappointing season. They're limping to the line at best at the moment, but there has to be a big off-season coming for them. They have to go to work again. Do they bring in Grundy, Dunkley? They potentially need another small forward. I think they've lacked that this year with Orazio not playing, Motlop's retired, and who fills that hole? So we'll just wait and see how that plays out.
Adelaide, the youngest list as well, the youngest team put out in the park each week. So then if the youngest team on the list ends up beating a team we thought were in the premiership window.
There's like a little bit of confusion around Port Adelaide as well. Everyone thinks they're a lot older than what they are. They're actually the fifth youngest in the comp. So they're not old either because they've got a lot of youth coming through, but they're not an old team, Port Adelaide either. So they've still got potential to rebound really quickly, but it's still a huge story if the Crows finish above Port Adelaide.
So you think there will need to be change. So you've mentioned maybe some players there that's going to come in.
Kenny said they're going to look at every department, aren't they?
So if Kenny stays, do you think there'll be a bit of a shake-up with some of the other...
Yeah, Koshy said they're going to look at every department in the footy department. I think, Ken stays at this stage. I don't know anything that anyone else doesn't know, but my intel or my thoughts are that he will stay. I don't know. Is there anyone better out there that they can get? They have to answer that. Are you going to re-sign him in 12 months? They have to answer that. So I think Ken stays, but I think there'll certainly be a shake-up and they'll want to improve on this year's.
I don't think there's any wrongdoing in just he's got 1 year to go, and all clubs jump to these. You know, he's already got 2 years to go. We'll sign him another three, or you know, those long contracts of coaches. What's wrong with just giving him next year and letting him see out his contract before making a call? We don't see that much anymore. But it's always like, let's re-sign him now. A good news story for the club. I think with this situation, the best one is just to let him play, let him coach for another year and make a decision towards the end of the year. He might know by then, nah, I can't do any more now. Next year, I feel like he needs one more.
But is there another Collingwood story out there? Is there a McRae out there, you know?
Well, it's the unknown, isn't it, that we all have to jump into sometimes. And there potentially is. There's some really good assistant coaches out there. We've all had great assistant coaches. Some make the step up to be great senior coaches and some don't.
Yeah. He's had a bit of help. Like the Collingwood pickups in the mid-season drafts, like no one knew Ash Johnson. He's come in and hit the ground running, kicking goals. Carmichael's starring. Even Nick Dacos, we sort of knew who he was, but they've got a little leg up there. So there's been a lot of help, you know, from underneath some players coming into the footy club as well.
They've shuffled their list a fair bit, and they're going to do it again by the sounds. Grundy is on the way out. They're happy to pay $250 or $300, which for a club, if you got him for $600, $650, you'd happily take him.
Good get for that.
Absolutely.
So Collingwood are going to be playing probably a good player worth of money. So if they pay Treloar
about $500,000,
$300,000, isn't it? And then if it's Grundy, $300,000, $600,000, that's a good player.
Over the length of their contract, I was saying today, $2.4 million they can potentially play Grundy and Treloar.
5 years to go, Grundy. Yeah. Jeez.
Now the elephant in the room is is the Sportsman's Night, which is not getting.
How are we going?
Well, Rock? We're in double figures. We've moved into double figures, so we need 100 to make it to go forward.
To
fill your pockets up.
Right. No, not to go forward, just to cover costs. So if we don't get to 100,
by when?
I think it'll be potentially next weekend. So we'll see how we go. But
jeez,
it's the ante, though. It's a good deal, isn't it?
Yes. What is it? No, I'll read you this.
Tell me what it is. And you tell me whether it's a good night. Guest speakers, Bernie Vince, Tom Rockett.
Well,
comedian.
Bernie's good. Yeah.
Mickey D.
Yeah, Mickey D. He's brilliant.
He's good.
Host, Tomo from Triple M.
Well, you got to replace that chunk in.
3-hour drink package, beer, wine, and basic spirits.
I like that.
Now,
platters include mini burgers.
Oh, yes.
Lamb bites. Yes.
What sort of lamb
belly?
What sort of lamb bites?
Garlic bread and dips.
Shimola lamb bites.
How's the squid cooked?
Just to perfection.
No.
$100 a ticket.
Honestly.
I like the more detail around the platters. No, that is seriously
good. Hang on, so this is $100.
$100.
This is... We need to charge more. That's our problem.
You can't sell tickets, mate. So my report today was you only sold about 11 tickets.
No, that's not fact.
Well,
so
that's from your producer,
www.themosley.com.au/events. Get your ticket.
Like, this is great.
That's a great deal, isn't it?
I could just drink $100 worth of free ads, let alone these burgers squid.
Actually, yeah. I need to ask, you need to answer this.
This is Wally.
Okay.
All right. So there's been two comments after that. Jarman's Jam, who we know that is, oh dear, and he's crying with laughter. But Dale Thomas has commented, might fly in for this, not to be missed.
Bit of paid endorsement.
Did you prompt him a little bit? No, I don't know, Daisy.
I've never met him, so Bernie may know him, but he follows me on Instagram. But if he's going to fly over, potentially we might get him up as well.
Have you got anything to do with that, Bernie?
Negative. Didn't even know he commented.
Were you aware of this function happening? And how much are you getting paid? Not initially,
and I'm not sure what we're getting
paid.
You
don't know at all.
Depends on ticket sales.
There's 15 tickets being sold so far.
And now you've changed again.
Depends on ticket sale. What are you agreeing to?
What are you doing, Burn?
No, we'll see how we go.
Tom Rockcliffe is like the Donald Trump of Adelaide.
What's that mean?
Can't be trusted.
Hey, it'll be a good night.
And Jars is like Joe Biden. He can't talk or think.
And he falls and forgets stuff. It'll be a good night for us, Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, so, tell you what, if we don't do the night, don't tell anyone it's called off. We'll just go down there and have a good night. Any free tickets?
Jars will be able to attend because the finals are on in the Barossa League and he won't be there.
Boys, we had a bit of fun with Greg Blewett's hairspray.
Yes.
Which you've got caffeine in, is an ingredient.
It is one of the ingredients.
To try and get those roots going through your
just
noggin.
Just to get you up and about, apparently.
So why
I haven't tried it.
Why are you spraying?
I'm not.
Because you are a hairy young man at the best of
times.
You've
used it. I found it
with
your
due
bag.
Respect.
No, my wife has gone behind my back and now she wants me to try this.
Now, you've
product.
Tried it on my, you yeah, put some oh, geez. Product on my noggin.
We did. We rubbed it in.
And I tell you what.
Go to the Triple M.
Miraculously.
Did you? Go to the Triple M Insta page.
Yes.
Triple M Adelaide.
Yeah.
Right.
And have
You'll
a look.
See.
Because it was almost instant.
Wasn't it?
As soon as the spray hit your scalp, I could see the little droplets that are landing and then a shoot would come up. It was instant.
I look like a Yeti.
You look, and it turned, new hair. Yes, I thought it'd be nice and soft and that. Just straight into dreadlocks.
Oof.
Straight out dreadlocks.
Now, I secretly just rubbed a bit in between his eyebrows as well, so hopefully
I've got a bit down his back.
With a big mono.
It is a forest down there.
Movies you've never seen. 133353. That's what we're going to talk about.
Classic movies.
Movies you've never seen, family.
Because this week, obviously, we lost Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
And there's a lot of talk about, her in Greece and all this stuff. You're talking about Danny. And Danny. He was your idol growing up.
He was,
You had a lot of idols, by the way.
Yeah, I've got there we go. Now, a lot of people wouldn't have seen Greece.
I've seen little parts of it.
But you've never watched Greece.
Never seen Greece.
The whole lot, yeah.
But Channel 9 did a rerun of it.
It did.
The night of her death. And I watched it for the first time.
Thoughts?
The original.
It's a great movie.
I love it. Like, I never really watched a musical, but... I'm watching it. I got into
there
it.
There you go.
Really loved it.
So, Greg,
I can't believe you've never seen that.
But have you got some blockbusters or iconic movies you haven't seen that you need to go out and see? Because I've got a few. There was Grease. I've ticked that one off. Yeah. But
what else?
Good Will Hunting. Okay. I've never seen that. I've heard that's a cracker.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Never seen any
you've
Star
never
Wars.
Seen Star Wars.
Nah, never watched it. Harry Potter.
No. Oh. I am your father.
Star Wars.
Who's that?
Darth Vader.
Darth.
Scares me.
Oh. happen? That's like the most famous line in Star Wars. How can you not know?
That's what I said to Stefan, my son, when he was young.
I've heard of Darth Vader, but I haven't seen any Star Wars. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Never seen a Harry Potter or whatever they're called.
What do you mean?
Lord of the Rings. Never seen it.
Yeah, well, my daughter was around those, you know, the ages when.
So you've seen them?
Yeah, I have.
I've seen them.
I have.
There's a few off the top of my head I can say, but E.T. and all these, like, I've seen them, but they're some of the blockbusters. Yeah. Saving
Private
Ryan.
Movies you've never seen.
Have you not seen that? Titanic, surely you've seen that.
Yeah, hang on.
Titanic. What a great movie. I had pictures of Leo on my wall as a teenager.
I started crying when I saw that.
Jack!
Come back. Now, Jars, you would have seen these, I reckon, I haven't.
Yeah,
Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes, loved it.
Is that good?
A classic.
It's an older one, though.
Yeah, it's
isn't
a classic,
it?
Absolutely.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Never seen that. I haven't seen that either, so there are a couple that I've looked up.
And the movie also Shine with Jack Nicholson. That's scary.
Is it?
Where he's madman.
What are some other iconics that people Top Gun?
Well, obviously, we've seen
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, Top Gun. Yeah.
Hear about ice? What's that? You want another one? Really? Yeah. I feel the need for speed.
Ow! That's the one that I've never seen is The Notebook.
Oh. You've never seen The Notebook?
The Notebook is the most heart-wrenching romantic love story.
I think I've seen that.
You've seen it.
No, I haven't. He said he's going to write letters to her.
You're thinking of P.S. I Love You or some other one.
No. Doesn't he write letters to him and then they don't get through?
No.
Oh,
anyway.
This is
one of the most famous scenes. Why didn't you rape me? Why? It wasn't over for me. I waited for you for 7 years. Now it's too late.
I wrote you 365 letters. I wrote you every day for a year.
You wrote me?
Yes. It wasn't over. Still isn't over.
And then they have the most amazing embrace in the rain.
So it's a chick flick.
Gee, what part of him writing letters,
yes,
a lot of letters that she didn't get?
That's not the main theme of the movie, but the mum writes the letters.
It's a true story, so I haven't seen The Notebook.
Silence of the Lambs is another one.
He wins her back, by the way.
What was that?
Tough Charles. Yeah, a few texts coming through, 2G, 0488 51047. This is from Kurt. How about instead of Olivia Newton-John in Greece, we make another Top Gun movie with Andrew Newton-Jarman as Goose.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's funny. I love it. You know, Goose passed away, mate.
Have not seen Philadelphia with Tom Hanks.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, very sad.
Steve-O.
That was on last night, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was on last night.
Another one here, The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, no.
Mo loves the business. He never said nothing to me about selling.
Yeah, well, I'll make him an offer he can't refuse. Mm-mm.
Dirty Dancing is another one here from Higo.
I'd like to see you guys do the lift, the Patrick Swayze lift.
We'll lift Greg up.
You'd be Jennifer Grey.
No, I'd be Patrick Swayze.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be Jennifer. We'd be Ben and I'd be putting you in the
air. You'd be the pottery
with your little body.
Look at you two machos.
And the other movie I love is Ghost.
Ghost.
You like the pottery.
Is Dirty Dancing the one no one puts baby in the corner?
Yes.
Is that where that's from?
What else you got, mate?
No, that's it.
All right, let's go to the calls. Stewie from Elizabeth. Let's talk to Stewie from Elizabeth. Good afternoon, Stewie.
Let's talk to him twice.
How are you, boys? How you going?
Have you never seen?
That wasn't repeated.
I've actually got three for you.
Oh,
yeah. What?
Grease, The Sound of Music, and Scarface.
Oh,
Scarface?
What?
I love Scarface.
Yeah, well, I was the same as you with Grease until, what was that, Tuesday night, I think.
Yeah, right.
Well, Scarface is good, though.
Yeah.
Got to see that.
Yeah,
they got Al Pacino in it.
Go on, watch Grease.
Yeah, got to go see them all, mate. Tick them off.
All right, who's next,
Ben? Let's go to Brad from Aberfoyle Park. What haven't you seen, mate?
So I've seen it now, but a couple of years ago, my wife took me to the stage show of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
And old mate come out on stage, and he was all takes off his jacket, full corset. I was a bit like, whoa. She's like, have you never seen this movie before? I was like, no. I'll tell you what, I got an education that night.
Hang on, so you hadn't seen a Rocky movie until last year?
No, a couple of years ago, I hadn't seen it. She took me to a stage show.
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, I was not expecting what I saw, and I was like, wow. And I watched the movie afterwards, and I thought, bloody good film. Yeah,
good on you, mate.
Good film.
Well done.
Good on you, Brad. Let's talk to Emily from North Adelaide. Emily, what classic movie haven't you seen?
I haven't seen Top Gun.
I hadn't seen it either until the second one just came out. Gee. So I went and watched the first one before I'd seen it, and it's so good. You have to make sure you watch it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. I need to go back and watch it. What is I watched the new one last night.
Yeah, that's good as well, isn't it? What's your favourite movie of all time?
My favourite movie?
Yeah.
The Castle.
Oh, The Castle.
Oh, yes.
The Castle. Right.
Classic Aussie movie.
As you heard my dad.
Bloody A4.
What a serenity.
Quotes from it.
I like my favourite character in there, Dennis DeNudo.
Okay, we've got a prize.
I've fished Trey three times.
Who, 2G?
Who do you want to give the prize to, Jazz?
Oh, Brad from Aberfoyle Park. He's never seen Rocky Horror.
Brad, we're going to send you along to Spring Loaded, the festival where it's ready to rock the Adelaide Entertainment Centre this Saturday, 13th. You can still get your last minute tickets at Ticketek now.
Beautiful.
I watched Top Gun, I reckon, about 15 times when I was doing my year 12 exams. Yeah. I just couldn't.
Procrastinating.
I just couldn't
Did you have the old glasses on, or did you go and play beach volleyball with your shorts on and your shirt hanging out? Your muscles oiled up, did you?
That's a great scene.
Riding my motorbike.
Against a plane. Now, we're talking about retirements because there's so many happening in the AFL in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We know Josh Kennedy from the Sydney Swans, Big Ben McIlvoy.
McIlvoy.
That's what I call him.
Rory McIlvoy.
Rory McIlvoy's brother.
And the other Josh Kennedy from West Coast.
And they're not easy to do, are they? No. Because you've got to eyeball your teammates in your football club, and most blokes do break down. So it got me thinking about, can you share some of your emotional retirement stories over your journey as a footballer and as a husband and wife?
Over our journey. You only retire once, don't you? How many times did you retire, Jazz? Did you retire?
Well,
because you're a very unemotional man.
Yeah. So you start us off.
So I got sacked from the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
So that was not my decision.
Right.
No, but I didn't. I wasn't emotional at all. It was a decision. It was a corporate decision and a brutal decision, but it had to be done.
But they didn't give you the option, didn't?
Did they not say to you,
"Look, we're going to give you the arse, but do you want to retire instead?"
No, not at all.
No?
No, it was clear cut, bang, you're gone. And that's okay, because that's what football clubs and sporting clubs are about. I retired from the Sandful when Nord won 97 grand final against Port Adelaide.
So then you would have done something.
No, got up your that's perfect time to do it.
No, I celebrated for 4 or 5 days with the Nord boys. It was a great 4 or 5 days, and that was it. Then I made a decision a week later.
And who'd you tell?
Channel 9, Darren Cahill.
Channel 9.
So you did it on Channel 9.
No,
that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Your teammates and watching
all just
the news.
Sitting around going, oh, is Jazz retiring?
So, end of the day, that's how I've done my football career, and short and sharp and move on. What about you, Burn?
I sat in front of, or stood in front of the group before a training session. Was about
this is the Melbourne Football
Melbourne
Club.
Footy Club, about six rounds to go.
So a footy club, there would have been 50, 60 people there.
All the players. That's 40.
Support
plus
staff.
15.
When you think about it. Yeah, 50 odd, 60.
So how were
I just
you
went
before?
Through some funny like stories, yeah. things I'll take yeah. out. And I was very comfortable with the decision because it was my decision. So, I was, pretty happy doing it, and I threw in a few gags. So I'm pretty funny.
That's who you are.
But there's one funny story about it. I didn't get emotional. Mm. It was more just a routine for me. I loved it.
Yes.
But Michael Hibbard was sitting in the front row in front of me. Just a blubbering mess the whole time.
Because you're
just,
tight. You
just,
two,
yeah, we were very tight.
He was in tears.
Yeah, still are. In tears the whole time. I'm looking down and I had to go, come on, Pig.
Yeah.
I'm retiring. Not you.
Come on, Pig.
I'm going to miss you.
This ain't about you.
I'm going to miss you every day.
Oh, how beautiful is that?
It was great. We were very close.
And that was the only time you've done it?
Yeah, well, I haven't had to retire from anything.
Yeah,
else.
Because there's not far off
here, this show, probably.
From the show, yeah.
Because I've just got too much going on in my life.
We've got some intel that's not far off.
By getting pushed or...
I don't want to say too much.
Because you did
say... You could
say
be national.
We could be going somewhere else.
Well, I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, we don't want to let that out.
And look,
yet.
When there's I retire from here, it won't be an emotional scene. It'll be a nice little get-together.
How are you going to do it? We have to watch the news for that one as well.
I've
put it on Triple M News.
Hey, I've been suspended.
We'll have a little barbie at home.
I've retired. I'll see you around.
Now, what about you, Gregory Blood, old white teeth?
The same. Actually, I get asked about why I retired from Australian cricket, and I didn't retire. I just got dropped for the last time. So I never retired. I'm
never
still available. Still available to play another test match
so you're
for
still
Australia.
Ready to go. You
technically should still be looked at.
Yeah.
To play.
What about the Redbacks?
The Redbacks.
Because you're a great Sacker player.
Different scenario.
Right.
I was pretty much told to retire. So
Who tells you that?
It was a bit of a saga.
It was a bit of a saga.
I was very reluctant to. That basically got sacked. But they gave me the option that said, look, instead of us sacking you,
you can retire.
Because you were you making runs?
Were you top three player?
Oh, I'd had a flat year. Yeah. I actually had a marriage breakdown that year, and
that's tough.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that's not easy.
But that's the thing. I just wanted to reset and start going again. But the decision was made, and
it's brutal, isn't it?
I was very emotional. I cried like a baby in front of the group.
Oh.
So
Michael Hibbert.
Because I didn't sleep the night before.
I didn't sleep.
You know, you're so stressed. Did you throw any gags in?
Or?
When did you start to lose the bottom lip?
As soon as I started talking.
Oh. Yeah. See, this is what we're dealing with, Bernie.
How long were you up there for?
Yeah.
Oh, probably, this is in front of the group. I was probably, I don't know, 10 minutes, maybe something like that,
and then
I did the media conference, 10. And I had Nugget with me, Nugget Reese.
Oh, beautiful.
I had Nugget alongside me just to support. Had my double gloves. No, Nugget didn't have his gloves on.
So you broke down like Ethel Merman.
I was gone, mate.
And then what happened? Did the boys like get around you after that, or that was it?
It's like, see you, Blue. Nah. We'll maybe see you.
Who put the knife in your back? Give us a name. Give us some initials.
Paul Nobes.
What was he?
Chairman of Selectors.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah. Mm.
So not the coach or?
Well, I don't know. But he was the one I was dealing with at the
time. Oh, it's brutal. It's a brutal industry.
And you went back there to coach.
And you went back there to coach.
But that's the whole thing. I did not want to remain. I had a great time there,
and I didn't want
one bad experience, which was pretty big, to ruin my relationship
the
with
great
the soccer. So I tried to put it aside.
Cricket.
And probably because you had no other option as well.
Well done, Greg. Well done. So there you go. There'll be a lot more retirements coming in the next couple of weeks all around the state. Isn't it? In local sport, because there'll be a lot of blokes hanging up the boots. So we wish you all the best.
When are we doing it? Our little...
Just got to make a phone call.
I want to retire.
What do you mean we're taking a call, Tommy?
There's a caller.
We're not doing calls here.
What's
I don't know. We'll do it then. Anonymous, who's this?
Oh,
hello.
Anonymous.
Well, I don't know. Anonymous, hello.
G'day, this is Andrew. How you going?
Andrew, now, what are you calling in for?
Well, you boys just give Jars a bit of flack. You know, yes, he's very well respected, but I don't know, I just feel that a little bit of lack of respect going towards
what?
Jars. Used to.
Why?
Wednesday,
when it was raining and drizzling, I happen to live at West Beach, and there's Jars running in the rain. Just kicking them over nicely. Bern, you said you were pulling off tiles the night before. You probably put gel in your hair before you went to bed.
Good boy, Andrew.
Just sort of stick up the Jars.
Thank you, mate. Much appreciated.
What were you
only
doing?
Only one on the Esplanade, too.
Yeah.
The only one on the Esplanade running in the rain.
Yeah, in the rain.
You were running.
Oh, I had me.
You
yet.
Were running. No, you were running.
No, I did my house to the outlet.
What was he wearing, Andrew?
He had a blue T-shirt on, no jumper.
That's it.
Had his running shorts on.
Thank you.
I could just tell that was just Jars ticking
just
him
a model.
What sort
just
of
like
pace?
The old days when he was running off
what
to
sort of
course.
Pace?
Yeah, was he setting any land
the
speed
records?
Well, it's 56-year-old pace.
It was quicker than power walking. Everyone knows where he lives, so he was already up at West Beach within 20 minutes.
Was he with the breeze or into the breeze?
I Into the breeze. That's so we better do the hard yards back, Jars. So,
thank
yeah,
you, Andrew, for this.
Up for you, mate.
You know, you guys don't appreciate what you got.
So this is, you've set this call
no,
up.
No, I don't yeah. know Andrew, yeah. and I will acknowledge him if I see him down the Esplanade. What a lovely young man, just to say thank you for just, yeah.
Being out there.
Did you say hello to him, Andrew? And he, what did he do?
I was going to shout out to him.
Should have, mate.
I was in a black Triton when I drove past, that's and I was just like, no, there's Jars. I'm just going to ring up the boys.
Thank you, Andrew. There you go.
Did he do any other exercise or just running?
Oh, well, I'm just bloody running. What else you want me to
do? You dropped down. Did you do some push-up?
Well, I did that today at peak conditioning. Did the old arms.
He's the fitness
Andrew,
machine.
Thanks for your call, mate. If we had a prize, I'd give you one.
No worries, mate. All
take
good.
Care, mate. All right. And come and say hello anytime.
Will do.
Good boy. There you go. See, that's so nice.
Why don't you run on the beach?
It's hard work to run on the sand.
It's not good for your lady. Can I be honest with you? It's not good for your calves. Your calf muscles.
Well, it'd make them work more. No, that's better.
That's where you get the old man.
You're on the footpath.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Bang, bang, bang. You need a
footpath's the way
to go. You'll
need
a hip replacement.
I don't need any replacement.
Look after yourself.
I tell you what replacements I do need is a couple of new people on this show moving forward.
You got any other mates you want to bring in, Joe? See you set up.
We need some others decent to say, callers.
All right, up next.
Just the husband of the year.
What have we got up next? Up next to the Rash Hour,
set someone else up.
Well, that's your one
Burns
mate
facts.
That you've got.
Burns facts.
Lucky you don't have any more mates.
Oh, I don't have any more mates. Thank you, Andrew. What a kind phone call. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Spew up.
Who was that? Is that your cousin?
Decision, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
I enjoyed the show today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good on you.
It's good fun.
No, it was great.
Tommy Rockcliffe can't sell tickets to your gig.
I know.
Is anyone buying the tickets?
What's I'm out. I'm out.
You can't be out. There's already people that have purchased 15 tickets so far.
Well, I'll refund.
I'll give him a one-on-one.
Give him 75% back.
I'll give him a one-on-one.
How much are they? 100.
They're 100 bucks.
70, yeah. So we keep
3-hour drinking package. Bucks. And I laughed about the platters. See, what two bits of cheese and a biscuit each?
Yeah. No. See, he posted again today.
Bit of salami.
There's a very, it goes in depth. So,
all right.
Nothing I like.
And all the best with that, Tiger. Now, what do you got?
Hey, well, August 11th today, and I'm going to start with something that was patented.
Oh, no.
Energy.
G's started. She used to think this was good, but now she's getting
bored.
Actually
get
annoyed.
Frustrated.
Can you say it or not?
Patented.
No, it's not paint. It's patented. There's only one
patented.
N.
Patented.
Yeah, that's it.
You say it, Jazz?
Painted.
No.
That was it.
That's not right.
That was right.
That was right.
Patented.
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 Yes.
Patented.
That's the same way I
say it again, quickly.
Patented.
No.
Oh, crikey.
But the fire sprinkler was patented. The fire sprinkler system on this day in 1874. You know the ones like on our roof out there.
Yeah.
If you're looking around, every office has them.
Yeah.
There's been a few
you hit them with a golf club. You've been very close a few times, Greg. On this day, 1929. What was that?
Nah, my stroke's getting a bit long, isn't it?
Yeah. Well...
don't go there.
No, we'll just leave that one.
Yes.
Hey, on this day, 1929, New York Yankees Babe Ruth.
Yes,
baby.
Became the first Major League Baseballer to hit 500 home runs. 500.
That's a lot.
Was he one of the first sports people to have the sports card on you know, the...
You
tell us.
Think about
the collector's card.
Collector's card. Wasn't he one of the first athletes or sports?
You've got a collector's card, Jazz. I've got it on my desk.
Is he the first athlete to have a sports car?
No, I said sports card.
No.
You didn't.
It's been a long day.
Anyway. I didn't say that, did I?
Yep.
Anyway, he went out with Marilyn Monroe too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? I watched a documentary on her the other night. Very interesting.
Mm.
She's
another
had
sad
a bit
story.
Of sad. Yeah, very.
Her
mixed,
and Elvis Presley. There's
the
others
wrong
of them.
People.
Did she get around a bit?
Not really. She was
I'm just asking.
No, that's a fair question because she did jump to.
But
pretty
she caught
quickly,
up with JFK she got under done, the tunnels of the White House.
She got done
that's
a few
legit.
Times.
She just liked the shorter relationship.
Beautiful soul. Very
well, that's
sad.
That's another way to look at it.
Very sad because you're right. Get around the wrong people and they ruin you.
But then the wrong people, they target the stars like that.
Well, I know what that's like.
You've never been targeted. So I don't know why you'd say that.
Come on,
this
Tiger.
Day, hey, I'm going to get you to guess this.
Oh, I like
Airbedandbreakfast.com was launched.
Mm.
The three founders launched it. What year?
Airbnb.
I'll give you all a guess.
No, I'd say 10 years.
What is known as Airbnb?
10 years. It's been around for?
Well, I reckon
I need a year.
So 2015.
Yeah, I reckon like 2014.
2008.
Oh, earlier.
There you go.
Do I get a point?
You don't get anything.
And,
didn't
and
get
are
it right.
They billionaires?
Well, yeah, they are.
Billy gets a point.
Airbedandbreakfast.com. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Very popular.
Now it's very popular. Hey, birthdays today.
All right, I like this.
1953, Jars, your birthday.
What?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Do you love the Hulk?
Yeah, I love
He's
the Hulk.
He's been to Australia a few times, too, the big starker.
He was my favourite.
Wasn't he? Was he?
He was great comebacks from the Hulk. He was gone. He was always gone.
What did you call me the other day?
Already gone.
What did you call me? He used to fight
George the Animal Steel.
Yeah, he was my favourite.
He used to eat. Butterbean. With the hairy back, used to eat the turnbuckle.
Because you missed your spray.
Like a dog.
You missed your head with the spray.
Yeah.
You got your back in. That's why your hair
started sprouting.
Hey, this is interesting because... A birthday, 1983, Chris Hemsworth. It's his birthday today. But also on this day in 2019, Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus announced their divorce.
They did too.
On his brother's birthday.
There you go. Well,
was that planned or just a fluke?
Well, it wasn't going well for the two of them. Very sad.
Only last 8 months. Yep.
Miley Cyrus.
It came in like a wrecking ball.
That's it. See you, family.
No, I'm already. It's not done.
No, I'm not done. Because it's a bit of a sad day as well, because we lost one of our favourites. 2014, Robin Williams.
Oh,
2014.
Genius.
What a genius. You're Greg, you're right.
But we were speaking about this, and so 2014, sad. We didn't think it was that long ago, did we?
He was hairy as well.
He was.
He's very
but he was a gift. He was a
very talented.
Dead set genius.
What's your favourite one?
Mine's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire for me too.
Mork and Minnie.
Miss Hillen, the water's boiling. Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this get-up. This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum. There you go, dear. Oh, there you go. You've got your cream and your sugar now. It's a little cappuccino. One drop or two. Would you like another one? Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's when she hasn't put her mask on, so she just has to plow the thing in front.
Oh, well, awesome.
That's it. Yeah, well done. Good luck at training. Hey, what, is it going to be wet tonight?
Yeah, it's going to.
Every night it's down. Every day it's training, you think about it.
In a rut.
It buckets down.
We'll see at the Port District's Footy Club tomorrow night, Bird.
Can't wait.
And White Teeth, we won't see you.
Until next week.
Ever again.
Yeah! Yeah! Greg.
Shut it down, Jay.